it's Steve here at the opening ceremony of this year's Eurovision Song Contest. The sun is shining. It is so hot. I have the Factor 50 sun cream all over my head. It is that hot. Who would have thought it in Liverpool? I am here because the 37 acts of this year's Eurovision Song Contest are walking the turquoise carpet. I will try and get as many as I can for you, have a little chat with them, see what they're up to. They're all going to be looking so glam. So let's start. Let's see who's first up.
You're listening to the official Eurovision Song Contest podcast.
Hi, Alessandra.
Hi.
How are you? First on the carpet.
Yeah, I'm so happy that there's such a big sun today.
It's nice.
Oh, I'm so happy, like for real.
How was your morning? Just talk us through it before you got here.
Yeah, my morning, well, I woke up and then I just went for breakfast. And after breakfast, my team surprised me with like Kaino coming and singing my song in the hotel reception.
Amazing, they were there.
I wanted to cry, but I couldn't because I had some like my makeup just done. So I was like...
So it was Kaino's version of Queen of Kings.
Yeah. And oh my God, like they were so good, so incredible, like great.
What did they say to you?
We hugged and like we know each other. So we just like, I said to Alexandra, you have to give me some vocal lessons. You're like, yeah, we have to like be together and everything.
So, yeah. The Busker Boys.
Oh, I love them. I love them.
What would be your question to the next person that I speak to? It can be funny, silly. So you've got to ask the question that the next person's going to answer.
Oh, this is difficult with the boys. If he sleeps with the saxophone next to him.
Does Sean sleep with the saxophone next to him? Okay. Amazing. Alessandra, thank you.
Thank you.
See you soon. Liverpool. The boys from the Busker.
Hey, Steve.
You said you were going to look pretty and you do.
We try our best, man.
So the question from Alessandra that I just got posed, it's for you, Sean. She just said, do you sleep with your sax next to you?
Both of them.
What would you ask the next person?
It's Lazara. So are you afraid of heights?
That's a good one. Yeah. It's all right. And how was your morning, boys? Was it good?
Wonderful. Yeah, we wanted to make sure that we are well rested, well connected. We already had our first rehearsal. We're sweating in the sun, but it's what it's all about. Hard work that will pay off.
There are some people with your sweater in the crowd as well. Can you see them? There.
Let's go, Malta.
Guys, have an amazing day. Catch you later.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Steve. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Lazara, it's your first appearance on the Eurovision podcast.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. Very happy.
How's your morning been?
Yeah, getting ready. It was fun. I was with my team. And yeah, we had fun, cracking jokes there and there.
I have a question from Malta, from the Busker. Are you afraid of heights?
I am very afraid of height. It's like more you get older, the more you like afraid of stuff that are quite simple because it's not that high, but I get really dizzy when I'm up there singing. So, but I do it for the show.
You are the highest of all the contestants, like way up there. Does everyone look tiny?
But I don't see them well because I'm quite blind. That's my secret. What's your favorite drink? Cocktail.
Amazing. Lazara, thank you.
Merci. Thank you.
Hi, Luke.
Hi, Steve. How's it going?
Very good, but you look amazing.
Thank you so much. I think the designer's name is Dries or Dries or something like that. And it's been a kind of like a toned down look from what I wanted, just to kind of, you know, be natural and
understated.
Yes, understated. And obviously, the creeper's shoes from underground is something that I really love wearing. It's the first shoes that I was wearing when I started making music. So I kind of wanted to walk the turquoise carpet in something that I, you know, had as a child. So I'm really excited for them.
Nice sentimentality there.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a question from Lazara. What is your favorite cocktail?
My favorite cocktail. Oh, there's a cocktail place in Belgrade, and I think it's called Aviator. It's a bit citrusy, so I think that one. I don't know, maybe they make their own cocktails. I don't like those usual ones.
You like a bespoke Luke Black cocktail?
Yes, yes.
Something sharp, sour, with a lot of taste?
Yes.
Just like you?
Yes, thank you. What would I ask? Cats or dogs?
Luke, go and enjoy. Catch you later.
Thank you.
Boys, the Latvian boys. Hi. Are we friends now, do you think? Can I call you my friend?
We are friends, yeah.
Yes, of course we are.
My most important question, Andres, where are your shoes?
Well, I lost him. It's a hot day outside, and I just left him. I had the sandals, but I left him.
You are literally the first person I've ever seen at one of these events barefoot.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Do you go barefoot often at big events?
Well, actually, no, but we are doing homage to the Beatles, so I'm doing Paul McCartney today.
Yeah, and he's rocking it, you know.
Okay, so who's who in the Beatles?
Can you guess?
You can guess.
Oh, no, I'm not very good. Okay. Paul McCartney, John Lennon.
No.
Ringo Starr.
Of course.
Yeah,
Ringo,
yeah.
George Harrison.
No.
John Lennon.
Yeah.
Ringo Starr. Oh. Wait, yeah, I get it now. Because you represent who you are, what they play in the band. I get it now. I'm not very clever. I've got a question from Luke. Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Oh.
It's not that hard.
Wow. Cats?
Dogs.
Cats.
And what question will you ask the next person?
Tea or coffee?
Catch you later. Romo, good to see you in real life. Not caught up with you yet. How's it going?
It's going well. So we had some good first rehearsals, and I'm happy to be here.
I have a question from Sudden Light. Easy peasy. Oh. Tea or coffee?
I would say tea. I think it's better for voice than coffee is.
Probably true. How are you finding the dancing? You've got your dancers here. Wonderful. Actually, do you want to introduce them quickly?
Yeah,
do you definitely. Want to come over and be introduced?
Coming further.
You know, so this is, Remo, this is your onstage team, so...
Definitely. So we have Lovisa here, we have Ellie, Kenny, and Marco.
How are you guys finding it?
So fun. Yeah, so nice.
Super excited.
So what's the best thing about Remo?
He's an amazing singer, amazing artist, and the way he just lets us be ourselves on stage and backstage, it's amazing.
How disciplined is he during rehearsals? Like, you've obviously, you know, because you said you weren't really a dancer beforehand, were you? So.
Yeah, so I'm sleeping and day preparing.
How's he been?
No, you're such a hard worker. Yeah. That's what I think.
We are professional.
Yeah, for sure.
Is that good to hear?
Yeah, it is. Thank you so much.
What are you going to ask Noah Carell?
Oh, Noah Carell. Let's ask her beer or vodka.
Beer or vodka. Amazing. Remo, catch you soon.
Thank you.
Noah Carell from Israel. Hello.
Hi, hello.
First quick question. Remo Ferrer asked it. So beer or vodka?
Vodka?
Vodka, nice.
Don't tell anyone I said it.
Okay. I won't. I'll keep it a secret.
I'm not good, like a big fan of alcohol, but if I need to choose, so yeah.
When I spoke to you last, we hadn't seen the dance, we hadn't seen the performance. Now we have seen it. What was it like when you were finally able to show everyone?
My God, it was a crazy feeling. I just waited for this moment such a long time, and finally to be on the stage and to feel the energy and the vibe. It's such an embracing feeling, and you can see I have like marks on my back.
Wait, yeah. Those are bruises from the floor of Eurovision.
Yes. Now it became a little bit better, but it was very, very hard. But this is what I came here to do. I came to show myself to the world and to work hard for it.
We're here on the carpet, and these are the dancers,
yes,
right?
These are the dancers.
Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you?
The Noah Carell team.
Yes, they're the best team in the world. They're working so hard. They're coming to kill the stage together with me, and they're my friends. So I love them.
Are they the unicorners?
They're unicorns, and we came here to enjoy on the stage and to feel the energy and to bring Israel to the world.
Exactly.
Oh, the question for the next person, if he's more excited or nervous.
Noah Carell, nice to see you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Pasha, one question. Are you more right now nervous or excited?
No, I'm less nervous and I'm less excited. I'm less anxious. 11 years ago, it was much more difficult for me and for my team to do this kind of job. Now I'm really to have fun.
Mr. Chill, Mr. Like, relax.
Kind of.
And what would be your question for Loreen?
What song she likes more, like this or Euphoria?
Okay, I'll ask her. And I'll say you asked it.
Yeah, okay.
I think I can call this next lady a friend of the podcast. Hi, Loreen.
Hey, you.
I've got the question from Pasha, right? And he asked the most existential question for you.
Yeah.
He said, what does she prefer, Tattoo or Euphoria? It's like choosing between your children.
Yeah, well, or your boyfriends or partners, you know. But Tattoo is a new love for me. It's like, so I'm in love with Tattoo, but Euphoria is a very... deep and loving relationship. So I'm in love, and that is with tattoo. But euphoria is that relationship I will keep forever.
This is a new experience for you at Eurovision, this carpet, isn't it? It wasn't in Baku.
Yeah, it wasn't in Baku at all. None of this was. It just makes me so happy to see that, you know, we've grown. We're so big. It's like, it's amazing.
It's so nice. Liverpool has welcomed you. What is your question for the next person I speak to?
Who is your stylist, darling?
Thank you, Laureen. Enjoy.
Yeah, I will, most definitely. You look amazing.
Thank you. Catch you later. Marco, it's been so long since I saw you last.
Yes.
Years.
I missed you.
I missed you too. So I have a question from Laureen. Who is your stylist, darling?
It's Lorenzo Posocco. It's a very, good person and good stylist. It's the Dua Lipa stylist, and we work a lot together and thinking about, you know, the connection between music and what you're going to wear for the show. I'll be in DV.
Also, Marco, it's very hot in Liverpool today and you're in leather, which is gonna make you very
hot. But I'm quite like not naked.
It's I suppose it's customized for breathability. So that you're not too hot.
No, it's not too hot. What do you think, just 5 seconds before go on stage, hear the audience screaming and shout.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Marco, thank you.
Thank you.
See you soon. Ciao.
Yes. Ciao, ciao.
Hi, Kalia.
Hi again.
Again.
Maybe how many times have we...
This is fourth.
Really?
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I first a little bit scared. It's here raining or something like that, but nice sunny and I'm cool.
Can I ask the best romance of this year's season is you and Boyan from Joker Out. You two are inseparable.
The pre-party, first my pre-party in Spain.
What do you love about him?
He's so nice person and a humorist guy. I love it so much.
You did Titanic together on the boat.
Yeah, we do that.
Who was Kate Winslet and who was Leonardo DiCaprio?
Maybe... I'm...
Kate Winslet.
Yeah, maybe I'm Gabriel.
you're Rose.
Okay, I'm Rose. Yeah.
I've got a question from Marco Mangoni. He said, the 5 seconds before you go on stage, how do you feel? What goes through your head?
I don't know. There is nothing. Something monkey only put the hands up.
the monkey with the symbol.
Yeah, exactly. That guy. And but I think that... I just want to relax, and I go to do my best.
Were you jealous that I spent some time with your dancers?
Yeah, of course. Of course, always, maybe.
They're my new friends.
Yeah, now we are friends, yeah.
And what's your question for the next person?
What do I ask? Maybe, how are you?
How are you? Perfect, it's fine. Kalia and the dancers, enjoy.
Thank you.
Chris from Lord of the Lost, good to see you in real life. Do you want to introduce the rest of the band? Because we only spoke me and you, so...
That's right.
Yeah.
This is Pi.
Hi, Pi.
Playing the
Hi.
Guitar. This is Nick. He's Hello. Sitting in the back drumming. This is Jared. He's playing pretty Hi. Much everything. And this is Klaas playing bass.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
Splendid.
What was it like when you did your first rehearsal with everything on stage? You'd obviously come off tour, hadn't you? You know, straight into the Eurovision bubble. Did it live up to your expectations?
When you are within the rehearsal, it's not like in a rock and roll movie where you go like, wow. It's hard work. You need to concentrate on all these tiny seconds where you have to focus on which camera and what. And yeah, afterwards, seeing the rehearsal, that was the moment of magic. We were like, okay, this is perfect already. This isn't. We need to work on that. So we improved it a lot for the second rehearsal, and we're nearly there now. There's just some tiny steps we need to go. And yeah, then we're super happy.
It looks amazing. Pi, me and Chris had a big chat about Google spreadsheets, about how much he loved them. Yeah. He loves a schedule. Do you love a schedule as well?
We couldn't be here, I think, without these schedules. We have to have this regimen. We're the
biggest users of Google Spreadsheets, really.
And finally, what's your question for the next person? It might not be brunette, but for whoever next comes along, what's your question to them?
Oh God, I love her so much. It's like she's like, this is one of my favorite songs. My question would be like, can we make a duet together one day?
Okay. Yeah. I'll ask her for you, Chris.
Please ask a question to her.
Great. Yeah. Sweet.
Law of the Lost. Thank you so much. See you soon. All right.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you guys. Hi, brunettes.
Hi.
I've got a question from Chris. You know, he's Lord of the Lost, the lead singer, because he loves your song. He said, would you do a duet with him one day?
I think, yeah. Yeah.
Can you imagine that? The Blood and Glitter Boys with all of their pyro.
Like a great, great like combination.
It's like the magic of Eurovision, isn't it? Where all the genres get mixed together.
Yeah, right.
You know, it would like be dramatic, but stylish.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Are you enjoying Liverpool?
Of course. The city is like beautiful, and today the sun is out and I'm like really enjoying it.
It's like we all need a bit of sun, you know, to boost our mood.
You know, our artists need to be like warm for their voices to have like a concert, and it is really good. We can't cut a cold here.
I'm going to ask a question for Alika. So what question would you ask Alika from Estonia?
Okay, Alika. How do you always like get those high notes?
Because she just blasts them out at the end.
Yeah.
Okay,
impressive.
I'll ask her for you. Okay. Brunette, thank you.
Thank you.
Alika from Estonia, so good to see you.
So good to see you too.
What has been the most surreal moment that you've experienced at Eurovision so far?
I think today's moment, maybe, because it's like, it's huge. I live nearby, actually, and I see this building from my window. So, and yesterday when I was with San Marino Boys, we were just walking around the town, and we went here and saw, like, all the crazy stuff in a good way, which is going on here. So, yes, it's crazy. It's really beautiful in here.
The friendship between you guys is really nice to see.
I think, pre-parties were helping a lot with this, because it would be, I think, really awkward to come here and you know no one, actually. And, to meet all the participants, like, the first time in here in Eurovision, I would say that it wouldn't be so friendly and good and... I think it's really great that we are having a friendships, and it's like really fulfilling, I think.
It was nice you performed at the Nordic party as well, so it was all the Nordic acts and yourself in a really intimate space, and people like Andrew Lambrou was there from Cyprus watching you, Voyager. Yeah. It felt really fun. It just felt like you were letting your hair down and enjoying it.
Yeah, I didn't know that actually the other artists are also coming, so it was a pleasant surprise for me. And yeah, of course, they are all really, really supporting. It's really great to have something by your side. Of course, we all have delegations and teams. This is obvious. But if you have like other participants by your side and you're having really good relationships with almost all of them, yes, of course, it's really giving you energy.
The question I have from Brunette to you, so Brunette from Armenia has asked you a question.
Okay.
She said, how do you hit the high note at the end of your song every time?
Someone said that you need 10,000 hours of practice to be a professional. I started singing when I was 4. Maybe I have those already filled, 10,000 hours. I think that without energy, it wouldn't be so good. So I just, you know, like grab it every second in the song. And of course, at the finale, it's like coming out all. And that's why I have always those hands also, because I'm just like trying to feel this energy and to give it to the people.
We love it. We love to see it. What's your question for whoever I interview next?
Liverpool, are you ready?
Hurrah. What do you think about Liverpool being sunny?
Alika, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Dilja, Iceland, how are you? That's your surname now.
I've never been better. How are you?
Yeah, I'm so good, but your energy is so amazing all the time.
Thank you.
We've always seen that. How do you keep it up?
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
It's just natural.
Yeah.
We worked out something the other day. So you do physiotherapy. Sean in The Busker for the Malta is a pharmacist, and Dave, the singer, is a podiatrist. So basically together we have a health and wellness center at Eurovision.
Yeah, a medical team.
You have a medical team?
Yeah, no, I just didn't know that.
There we go. I've got a question from Alika from Estonia, your Nordic buddy at the party. She said, how are you enjoying the sunny days of Liverpool?
It's like so good for my Icelandic heart, you know. Like we would never have weather like this. So this is doing absolutely everything for me.
How are you enjoying being on the stage, doing your thing, kicking, singing, all at once, everything?
It feels so good. It feels so natural to me. I didn't expect the stage to like fit so well. Like, I feel so comfortable on it.
You look comfortable on it.
Thank you.
What is your question for the next person?
Is the dress blue and black, or is it white and gold?
Dilia, thank you.
Thank you.
Blanka from Poland, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good once again. Now, the problem with this being a podcast is we can't see you, right? You are giving off Disney princess vibes right now.
Thank you so much.
Can you describe this dress?
It's big. It's very big. And it's so hard to walk in.
It is green, but what do you have on the tail?
Well, there's a little Beba situation down there. And, well, there's a huge sign that says Beba, and it's pink. And, you know, I feel very confident with the Beba sign because everyone calls me that nowadays. And I started loving it. So I hope you guys appreciate this gesture of, you know, Beba.
I love it. It's basically, it's developed and you've just embraced it and now it's like a part of you. Because you see all the comments, don't you, going,
100%. Where's the Beba? Where's the Beba?
So I've got a question for you from Dilia from Iceland. Yep. You might need to remember this meme that went around a couple of years ago. Is the dress blue and black or white and gold?
White and gold.
Is that what you saw?
Yeah. Okay. White and gold. I remember that, yeah.
100%?
Yeah, 100%. What's the color? I'm going to ask, if you were to be a song, which song would you be and why?
From just one song in the whole world?
Exactly.
Okay, I'll tell you later. I'll report it back.
Please do.
Hello to the Torchy Boys. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you as well.
Are you loving the fact the city has completely embraced Ukraine? It's everywhere, isn't it? It's so nice.
We've seen some of the installations around Liverpool, but not all of them. So we want to make time later to go around and check them all out because we've seen them online, but we want to see them face to face. And basically, that's just about it. We really haven't had time, but we'll make time for it.
I would like to add that it's impressive, the organization level, the everything, the details that United Kingdom made and all those elements that about Ukraine, like some installations, a lot of flags and everything. This is just warms our hearts, and we want to say a huge thanks to everyone for support.
I've got a question from Blanka from Poland. She said, if you could only be one song, what would you be?
I like too much of songs to be one song, because to be one song, you know, anytime you just can, you know, change your mood and be another song.
I could be a playlist, but not a song. Yeah.
What would your playlist, what would the vibe be?
It would just be world songs, because I listen to so many different songs, different genres, you know, from everywhere. So
the same about me. I listen a lot of music.
And what question are you going to ask the next person who comes?
How old are you?
Yes. Torchy, good to see you guys. We'll see you soon.
As well. Hey, yes, likewise.
Hi, Iru.
Hi.
It's a bit loud here. They're currently playing Spain. Can you do that?
It's like that. I can't do it with my voice, but like the hands are there. It is so much fun. I love it here. And the weather. I don't know what's happening here, but it's so sunny and so pretty. I love it.
You are full of sparkles. It's a shame this is a podcast because we can't see, but you are diamante'd to the max, right?
I am. I'm a walking bling. That's what I'm calling myself today.
Walking bling. I like it. So everybody has been asking the next person a question, and I just had Torchy. Their question, how old are you?
I'm 22.
You should know that.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, of course.
Can you describe kind of the warmth between everyone backstage? Like, what is it like to be in the bubble?
Oh, it's lots of running, even though they actually like always tell us, you know, specifically warn us not to run, but like you're always on the go. There's lots of interviews, but it's like a very nice, you know, cozy atmosphere. Like it sounds very difficult, you know, cozy and running together, but it really, like, everybody's trying to make us feel very comfortable.
That's actually really funny. I've seen people be told off for running, like people in delegations. It's like, do not run.
Yes, because there's so many wires and you can just trip and fall. And like, yeah.
What is your question for the next person? I don't know who it's going to be.
What do they have for breakfast?
Iru, enjoy the day. We'll see you soon.
Thank you so much.
The walking bling.
Bye-bye.
Hello to the Kalmendis.
Family.
Honestly, do you know there's one thing I've been wanting to say for you for ages? Keeping up with the Kalmendis.
Yeah, we're hearing this a lot. Keeping up with the Kalmendis. That's a nice one.
Albina, how are you feeling?
Oh, good. We are so happy now.
She's a little bit emotional.
Yes.
How
this
come?
Is amazing.
They asked the spicy question, okay? About the family. So now she's a little bit emotional, but it will get through her.
So we obviously spoke to you, Vesa, and you, Albina. So we'd like to introduce the other members of your family in person.
Yeah, of course. Yes. So this is the big sister.
I'm Sidorella.
Hello.
Hello to everyone.
This is the brother, Albin.
Hi, Albin.
Hello.
This is the mother, Albona.
The mothership.
Yeah. Oh. And this is the father, Buyar.
Hello, everyone.
Buyar's got an amazing voice. Yes. That's so good.
And he's just learning English.
Oh, so how's he doing?
He's doing fine. It's good.
How do you feel being the first full family at Eurovision on stage? I can't think of another family where all six have been mum, dad and the brothers and sisters.
You can't think of, because it never happened before, Steve. Come on.
What is it like to be with you all on stage?
I'm going to say shortly, it's really crazy. It's a wonderful feeling. It's so emotional. It's so stressful. So much responsibilities. We love it. It's just crazy. But hopefully people can understand how we really feel, and people can get to know, everyone can get to know that this is the first time in the Eurovision that it's happening, to have a full family all singing on stage. And for us and for Albanians in general, this is really unique and really special. So I hope it will be the same for everyone.
I have a question from the previous person. What did you have for breakfast?
We had for breakfast today, I had some eggs.
Some eggs?
Yeah, we had some eggs. Everyone had eggs, and maybe like some butter and, how do you call that?
Jam. Toast.
Jam. Butter and toast with butter and jam.
Finally, how are you all getting on as a family? Has it been harmonious? Has there been like any little family arguments, or has it been okay?
Why do you want to know that?
Because I love seeing the family together.
Yes, of course. We are normal family.
Good.
All family.
We have our
up and downs, but we are enjoying this. We are enjoying this experience very much. Yeah. So that's all.
We could say basically, yeah, every family has its own disagreements. And especially when we try to criticize each other and how we did on stage, that goes crazy. But we find our way to our back to the family always. So, yeah.
Albina and the family Kalmendi, good to see you.
Keeping up with the Kalmendis.
May Muller, representing the United Kingdom. When we last spoke, we're in a little studio. We're here now, Liverpool, and the sun came out for you.
I know. I actually can't believe it. It's perfect. Couldn't be more perfect. I'm happy. I feel like the skin is glowing. The Eurovision gods, they rain down on us in a good way.
This is a podcast. I know it's so disappointing when you look the way you're looking at the minute. But can you describe your look to us, and just what is going on here?
I'm in a sort of lilac, fits like a glove, long ruched number with a sort of hood, just, you know, cascading over the head. I've got some glass jewellery, the nails are nailing, the skin is glowing. So that's me. Now, the rest is looking even more stunning. I feel like I can see Taya and Selena. They're my faves. I love them.
Are you getting on with them?
Oh my God, I love them. I did hug Taya though, and I had two of these glass rings on, and as I hugged her, it fell on the floor and smashed. So, but that's okay. We love the drama. But no, the atmosphere is amazing, and everyone just seems to be having a good time, which I think is, you know, the most important thing.
Slay Muller is my favourite thing.
I mean, I love that. I love that title. I'll happily take that. That's amazing.
May, sum up your Eurovision experience so far.
Stunning. Son of a hun.
Son of a hun.
Son of a hun. I swear I've not had any drinks yet. This is just me being me.
And this is your first interview on the carpet. You've got about 100 more. So go and enjoy. It's your home crowd.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Last but by no means least, May Muller representing the United Kingdom here in her home country. I'm going to dash inside, see what's going on. We will be back with you all week during show week. Episodes every single day. Got loads for you. Got loads of interviews lined up. Can't wait to bring you them. Enjoy Eurovision week. It's the best time of the year, right? It is literally Christmas, birthdays, any celebration that you celebrate, all rolled into one. Enjoy. We are good to go. We will catch you soon.